Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Doing well. Just getting ready to, it's a normal Wednesday here, and then we have a big holiday tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and just focus on the Eagles for now.
You know, that's big for you is in holiday time. You really encourage the guys to get together and spend some great quality time around the holidays, don't you?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it's important for everybody to be together, family, friends. I think our whole football team's done a tremendous job of that over the years, particularly with rookies. That you have to keep things in perspective, and I think even more so when you're having a season like we're having right now. Keep things in perspective and be thankful for what we've all been blessed with, and we will definitely do that as a family tomorrow.
This is going to sound not like a compliment, but this is a compliment. We're thankful that despite the struggles, we haven't been able to go to bed on a primetime game for our schedule to wake up the next morning. We never feel like you're out of it.
Well, we're never going to be out of it. So I can promise you that. I mean, we've had some tough spots. We've had some things that go wrong for us. Unfortunately, at critical moments in the game. I think you look at the Washington game just for the things that happened there in the fourth quarter. But that's how you win games. You cannot make those mistakes, and our guys are focused on it. But this football team has a tremendous amount of grit. I love coaching these guys. I've been saying this since beginning of training camp. So that part hasn't changed. Your attitude is outstanding. They're resilient. We have some moving parts going on in games with injuries and so forth, and we got to do a better job playing above that and coaching above it, and that's where our focus is.
You know, we talked to Micah about that last night. Actually, Micah filled in for Jake last night on the show, and Kentrell Bryce was our guest, and they talked in particular about the effort and the attitude, despite the problems we've had last couple of weeks, has not changed. They're still going in there, and they're working hard every day.
There's no doubt about it, and just like anything in today's NFL, there's so much more information available. I mean, if you just go pure off of GPS monitoring systems at practice, you would think we're an undefeated football team. This team works tremendously in the classroom, on the practice field. And you just look at our sideline. I mean, it was a great sideline. We're going about the right way. We need to perform better, and that's what we're focused on.
And we don't credit your opponent enough sometimes, Coach. And then the counter move of what happens. People look at the way the offense started against Washington, and we're slow again, and blah, blah, blah. But then we, number one, don't credit Washington for putting together a nice game plan early on. And we don't credit you and your coaching staff for making the appropriate adjustments to open it up like it did then for three quarters and watch our offense flow down the field. It's a give and take for 60 minutes.
Yes, I think that's the caliber of football team that we are. I think if you look at the beginning of the game in Washington, the first three series, I mean, there's things that go on that you have to get through. I mean, there's thresholds in each and every game. For offense, the first threshold is that first third down conversion, and we didn't hit it. We had favorable third down, particularly a third one, and we don't convert the short fade stop on the outside there. So that's the thing you need to, because then once you get over that, you get going, you get into rhythm, and I thought offensively played extremely well after that.
Injuries, though, always a key, and it seems like now lately, last couple of weeks, they are really starting to pile up. It makes your job a little tougher every week, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, it's you feel bad about these guys because they're pouring their hearts into it. I mean, you go out on the field and you stand over Dimitri Goodson, and he has a significant injury, and he's just irate. The fact that he's hurt. I mean, it just tells you about the passion these guys are. I mean, you got guys that are. They're coming off with injuries, and they're just the disappointment that they have is so high, and that just tells you how much they're into it. But it's the unfortunate part of the game. You can't control it, and once again, we have to keep working to make sure we're overcoming those situations in the flow of a game.
What is the status of Blake Martinez at this time?
He's he's got a knee injury, so I don't have the report today. I couldn't tell you how long he's going to be out. He'll be hard-pressed to play this week.
Once Blake got hurt, I was like, this is it. Jesus is not a Packer fan this season. Like, that was just like, are you kidding me right now?
Okay, now don't start blaming on Jesus. we don't need that. we got enough people jumping off the bandwagon, so just leave Jesus alone. He's okay by all of us. Yeah. Get your anger under control there,
young lady. All right, so speaking of Jesus, the holidays. What is your favorite tradition you like doing with the kids for Thanksgiving?
Favorite tradition? Oh, shoot.
Does anyone do the wishbone anymore? Do the kids fight over the wishbone?
Yeah, we've had it, at the family, when the whole family gets together at that point. But I think if you ask Isn't Gabby about the Wishbone, I don't think that would be top of your list.
Do you guys put up the tree before Thanksgiving, after, during?
Somewhere in there. Okay. It's hit or miss. We got Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving this year. We're excited about that.
Nice.
Are they on?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Just to turn them on.
Nice.
See, good for you guys.
I got a question. How many trees do you have?
Oh, God, trees. He's obsessed with trees.
How many Christmas trees do you have? Just one, or you got a couple?
Yeah, one Christmas tree. How many do you have?
Well, I have one, but Nick has a couple, actually.
We have four.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We do one in the living room, one in the kitchen, and then two in the basement, one at the bottom of the stairs and one in the corner that the kids decorate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we blow it up for Christmas.
You don't have to act like it impresses you. It does not impress us.
No, there's a reason why. I've never heard of that.
We just go nuts. We love Christmas.
Come on, Katie.
Wow.
Yeah, first Jesus and now Nick. Wow.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Believe that?
I know.
Coach, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You bet. Get us a win on Monday. Talk to you next week, bud.
Oh, you bet. Thanks.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.